about my thumb. My thumb is a perfectly good thumb, by the way. It's running at what voltage? Minus 25 millivolts. Now I hit it with a hammer and I destroy some cells in my thumb. What's going to happen is that the thumb's immediately going to go to minus 50 millivolts. And minus 50 millivolts causes the arterioles to dilate. And the reason that happens, of course, is we need the raw materials dumped at the curb there, so to speak, so that we can rebuild the cells we destroyed with the hammer. Well, when those capillaries dilate, we get all the signs we normally call inflammation. We have redness, we have swelling, we have heat, we have a pulsing pain, and it makes you say bad words. So my thumb gets busy and it makes new cells, it replaces those I smashed with a hammer, it goes back to minus 25 millivolts, and I'm a happy camper. But on the other hand, if when I smash my thumb, if the power supply going to the thumb is inadequate to provide the minus 50 millivolts I need to make new cells, then my thumb won't heal and I'm stuck in chronic disease. You see that? So I can take all the pills I want, I can do all the surgery I want on the thumb, but it'll never get well until I do what? Insert enough electrons to get me up to minus 50 millivolts.